Chapter 15, Jarius. September 5th, Earth. This was the worst week of my life. I know I've said that before, but let me back up and explain. I woke up feeling so sick on Monday morning that I was scared. My head was throbbing and I knew I was going to throw up. The only doubt in my mind was whether I was going to make it to the bathroom in time. The good news was that I made it, although just barely. The bad news was that the toilet seat was down. Most of what came up went into the toilet, but it still made a mess. I was leaning over, heaving a second time, when my sister ran in and shouted down the stairs, "Mom! Dad! Mark is barfing!" I was so dizzy that I couldn't stand up and kept trying to puke, even when there was nothing left to come out. Mom and Dad found me hugging the toilet and mumbling, "I swear I'll never drink again." In hindsight, that was an unfortunate thing to say, but I wasn't thinking straight. Dad grilled me pretty hard about what I meant by that after I cleaned up, but I swore that I really hadn't drunk anything or taken any drugs. I'm not sure he believed me, and Mom rushed me over to the doctor while Dad got my sister ready for school. Eventually, the doctor decided that I must have some sort of stomach bug because he drew some blood and whispered to my mom that they didn't find any unexpected substances in it. He eventually instructed Mom to take me home, get me to drink lots of water, and stay in bed. They had no argument from me. I spent all of Monday drinking water, chewing ice, and moaning in bed. I felt so bad that I didn't even want to watch TV or play video games. It was awful. I felt better on Tuesday, but Mom kept me home again and I was stuck in bed, bored out of my mind. So I spent most of the day trying to decide whether to keep trying to get Jarius into math and science club. I decided to try one more time, which was absolutely the worst thing I could have done. I spent most of Wednesday's math class trying to get Jarius to agree to come to our math science club meeting on Friday. I was trying so hard that Chantel overheard and started working on him too. Jarius eventually caved and agreed to come on Friday if we both left him alone, and if I agreed to hang out with his friends after school on Thursday. I was so happy that I would have agreed to anything. What a mistake. I met him and a couple of his friends on the front steps after school on Thursday. We hung out for a while until his older brother, Dwayne, drove up. Dwayne asked me if I liked horses as I climbed into the back seat, and I said, "Of course," and he smiled. Then he asked how much money I had with me and laughed when I told him I had $20. Jarius got in the front seat, slammed the door, and we drove off. I live in a part of town called Mount Lookout, which is on the east side of the city, but Dwayne was heading northeast towards Silverton and Kennedy Heights. Dwayne parked in front of a rundown bar on Montgomery Road, and while I kind of knew where I was, I had never wandered around that neighborhood before. We all piled out of the car and the guy started walking toward the bar. I said, "Hey, we're not going in there, are we?" Jarius just laughed and said, "No, of course not. We're too young to be hanging out in bars." I followed the group around the side of the building. We went down some steps to a basement door in the back by the garbage cans. A huge man opened the door and glared at me, but Jarius assured him that I was cool and he let us in. That was when I found myself in a smoky basement room filled with men holding warm beers and betting forms while staring at TV screens on the walls. I was in an illegal betting parlor. "Hey guys, I don't think we should be here," I said. "Chill out, dude," laughed Jarius. "You said you liked the ponies. Besides, this is our dad's bar and game room. We're all cool here." Then he looked at me with the nastiest expression I've ever seen anyone give me and said, "You're a math whiz. You could probably use all your math skills to parlay that $20 of yours to a fortune. Of course, if you want to go home, you're free to go. We live upstairs, so we're already home." Jarius and his friends laughed and walked away. I wasn't sure what to do, but I was confident that I'd be finding my own way home, whether I left now or waited until later. I decided to go now. I stood on the sidewalk for several minutes trying to figure out how I was going to get home. I couldn't call Mom to ask her to pick me up from a seedy bar in Kennedy Heights, especially since they already thought I was a raging alcoholic. I knew it wasn't realistic to walk home, but I started walking in that direction anyway while deciding what to do. I was just about to give up when I reached Section Road and had an idea. I went to a picnic at French Road Park this summer and remembered that it was a little way down Section Road. I called home and explained that a group of my friends had gone to the park but had a misunderstanding about getting back. I said I was stranded and asked my mom to pick me up by the main building. It wasn't great, I did get yelled at, but it was better than being picked up at a bar. Now all I had to do was to get to the park before Mom arrived. I made it to the park in time, but it was a lot farther than I remembered. I half ran, half walked over a mile carrying my large backpack over the steepest hills I've ever seen to get to that park. I was hot and sweaty when Mom arrived. I explained that I was a mess because we had been playing soccer, but I honestly think she found that less believable than if I had told her I was at a bar drinking. I was so pissed at Jarius for dragging me to a betting parlor across town and ditching me that I didn't speak or even make eye contact with him the whole next day. I was grumpy towards everyone and just kind of stewed in my anger until last period when I remembered that tonight was math and science club. I closed my eyes and took a deep breath to try to exhale all the bad feelings I'd been holding in all day. The worst week of my life was over, and I was about to go hang out with my best friends in the club I helped form. I was so ready for the weekend. Of course, my bad week didn't end there. Mom informed me that I was grounded for being irresponsible when I got home, and I only made things worse when I tried to talk her out of it. I finally got Mom and Dad to agree to let me at least go to Math and Science Club at dinner, but I had to promise to come straight home after. I promised, jumped up from the table, and got on my bike to ride over to Mrs. Dada's house. Mr. Nawani and Mrs. Dada live in Hyde Park, which is a comfortable bike ride only a couple miles away. But I was still tired from yesterday's run, and I swear that there are no level roads in Cincinnati. I was hot, tired, and breathing hard by the time I reached their house. I was also a little late and the last one to arrive. Still, Mrs. Dada welcomed me in, and I finally felt like my awful week was over. Until I saw who was there. They had set up their living room with an easel on one side and a bunch of chairs in a circle. Malik, Ethan, and Tyler were all there, as was Chantel, but we also had a new member. Jarius was sitting at the end, smiling at me. I felt like someone had slugged me in the stomach. Yes, I know that I had invited him and that he had promised to come, but he was absolutely the last person I wanted to see tonight. I fought back my anger and tears, clamped my mouth shut, and sat down as far from him as I could, next to Chantel. This was our second meeting, and Mrs. Dada said that she had been thinking about what we could do. She didn't want to compete with whatever they were teaching us in school, so she decided to dig up some engaging math and science material that would never appear on a standardized test. She handed each of us a book titled 1-2-3 Infinity by a guy named George Gamow. She said it contained engaging content for anyone interested in math and science. We all glanced at the back cover and began flipping through it when Jarius said, "What? You expect me to spend my spare time reading a book written by a mathematician back in 1947? He stood up, threw the book on the floor, and said, "I can't believe I let you talk me into this. You're all a bunch of pathetic geeks and losers. Just stay away from me, you jerks." Jarius stormed out of the door without another word, and I just put my head in my hands and wished the week to end. I was done with Jarius, and I was done trying to find any other travelers to mirth. Mr. Ertish was right. You should never try to find your mirth companions here on Earth.